Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I used to be able to say for all the Chamber's information, stop by the Red Building at Santa Rita Park, but now we are located at the Bank of Colorado Building. A little bit of a move, but we're not here to talk about that today. I'm here with Mark Craig with, let me make sure I get this right, the Mark Craig Agency, Colorado Farm Bureau. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jack.
Now, we have some similar roots. You're a Fort Lewis grad as well.
I am. I went to Fort Lewis, graduated in 86.
86, so we were there, overlapped at the same time.
About the same time.
Yeah, have mutual friends, which we won't talk about on air right now, but we'll talk off air.
There you go.
So when you went to Fort Lewis, in your crystal ball, did you ever think you'd be in the profession that you're in now?
You know, I had no idea I would be doing this, Jack. I graduated with communications and a business minor. I did radio with KDUR up at Fort Lewis, announced some basketball games and football games, and then ended up in insurance.
Wow. Wow. So how many years you've been doing this?
Well, I've been with Colorado Farm Bureau. I started in Colorado Springs back in 2008.
Okay.
And then the opportunity came about to come down here and take over the business down here in 2011.
Wow. So you've been back in Durango and said that was probably an easy decision, I'm assuming.
It was a very quick decision. I told my wife that, hey, we're moving, and we were loading up a semi in about a week.
Wow. Wow. And here you are.
Here we are.
So let me ask this, because when I hear, you know, Colorado Farm Bureau insurance, I automatically think that you only insure ranches, acreage, things of that nature. And I've learned that's not necessarily the case.
It is not. Most people do think that, but Colorado Farm Bureau originated back in 1950, and it originated with a group of veterinarians and farmers.
Okay.
And we did solely go for the market of ranchers and farmers. Mm-hmm. And once we got a lot of the market there, we decided to branch out and do your home, auto, life insurance, and here we are.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And now you are unique, though, because you aren't in other states.
No, Colorado Farm Bureau insures just within the state of Colorado. We have our mutual insurance company, and then we have our membership.
Okay.
Our membership basically fights for all water rights, land rights for Colorado farmers and ranchers.
Wow.
So that's how we kind of break apart from everyone else.
And that alone, I can only imagine, is a full-time job. I interviewed Ellen Roberts, former state senator, and she now is focusing on Colorado water law. And that was an interesting interview a couple weeks ago when I talked to her, and the dynamics of that is incredible.
It is. It's I mean, water, we only have it for so long, and we got to keep it. So
right.
That's what we battle every day on. And, you know, like I said, our federation side of it does a great job on fighting for the farmers and ranchers with their water rights.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the different things that you offer on the insurance level, just so people know. And again, I want to point out that if you're a homeowner, you live in town, out of town, you can help them out.
We can. Right now, insurance has really tightened up their belts due to fire guidelines and people, I'm sure, understand that. But Colorado Farm Bureau as a whole, the agents are the eyes and ears out in the field. We go out and look at each property. Mm-hmm. We assess it. Then we go back to our underwriters, and it's either a go or we got to put it on hold or and try to, you know, get it through. But we insure almost everything that we look at unless you've got trees right on top of your house.
Okay. All right. Well, and along that line, I also would assume that through your due diligence, how am I trying to say this? A lot of time people will just shop for price, and they'll just shop, okay, I want the lowest price possible. And then when there is a claim, all of a sudden you kind of go, oh, maybe that wasn't such a smart idea.
A lot of
differentiates
people,
you.
They do shop for price, and we've got clients in the Durango Book of Business that have been with us since 1950.
Wow.
And the reason they are is we have two claims adjusters here locally. They know the people. They know the area. We are outstanding on paying claims. So that kind of differentiates us from other companies where they have to bring in adjusters, you know, from different states that really don't know the area, such as our adjusters. So
sure.
That kind of breaks us apart.
Now, and then along those same lines, when you talk about the, you know, not only just homeowners insurance, but I want to ask this because I'm sure that, I mean, honestly, because livestock is someone's livelihood, there's probably policies that you can sell that actually insure that specific, whatever it's a sheep, cows, bulls, whatever.
Well, you look at it right now, we've got 4-H. And what do we have coming down the road? We've got the county fair. Mm-hmm. And we've got lots of farmers and ranchers' kids that spend a lot of money on their 4-H animals.
Yeah.
And if something were to happen to them, that's too bad. And we do have endorsements where we can insure sheep, chickens, pigs, steers. You name it, we can do it, and we just put an endorsement of a 4-H on it.
Oh, very nice. Now, along the same lines, you mentioned life insurance. So you have different policies, everything from whole term. I mean, explain all the portfolio, so to speak.
We do. I mean, I'm a big believer in life insurance. Mm-hmm. Everyone that has kids should at least have something. You never know what could happen.
Right.
And the way we look at it is we can talk deductibles on home and auto, but we know for certain that our day is numbered, and the only one that knows is the good Lord. Mm-hmm. So why not insure against that risk? And we are very big in our life insurance.
Okay. And you offer everything from term to the universal, and I'm not up on all the terminologies. Those are few I know.
We do. We have the whole life. You know, 20 pays, regular whole, and then we do have your terms, 10, 20, and 30-year terms.
Okay. So, again, let me ask, I let you give a plug, but where are you located?
We're at 2971 North Main Avenue, just the building north of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, that's a great landmark to say.
It is.
And you have a wonderful staff, and do you have, I'm going to use the term office hours, if somebody wants to come in. They can stop in and kind of do a comparison.
Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30, and then Friday are 8:30 to 4.
Okay, so people can just stop in, and probably, I would assume appointment's better just to make sure. But
pop on in. We are closed from noon to 1, though, so the door will be locked, because if we don't, then no one gets lunch. So.
Oh, and then you get cranky.
Yeah.
we definitely don't want that. And then also, you are going to be, I saw you at the Home and Ranch show, but then also you're going to be at the upcoming La Plata.
Plata County Fair.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. We've already got our booth reserved there, so come see us at the fair.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing, I want to thank you too, because you're helping sponsor our upcoming management conference, which is on May 23rd. You're one of our premier sponsors, and I can't thank you enough for doing that. As we're going to bring in Barbara Glanz, and I when I talk to you, the customer service that you guys provide is above and beyond anything that I've ever experienced in the insurance industry, so to speak.
Well, we strive on. I mean, we've got to do what we have to keep our clients happy.
Yeah.
And that is, we do annual reviews. Annual reviews, especially with our farmers and ranchers, it's a must, because they're bartering, they're trading, they're selling, they're buying new, buying used, and all that changes, and nothing could be worse than calling a claim and we didn't get it added on. So we, as a company, try to set reviews with all of our farmers and ranchers each and every year before renewal comes up, so we can adjust it.
You know, and I want to ask this too, because I know with a lot of insurance policies, let's say if you have a painting that was handed down, and maybe that painting's worth now 10, 20 grand or whatever it might be, you may not even realize that. Sitting down with you, Mark, can help identify those things, or jewelry or firearms, things of that you need, I guess, is a term, a rider on specific items?
That's correct. You can schedule any personal belonging that you have. Anything over $5,000, we do ask that you get an appraisal, so we know what it's worth, and all paperwork, and we can get it added onto your policy.
And making sure, because again, there's nothing worse than all of a sudden you've have an accident, or you have a situation, and then you're going, wow, I wish I would have, should have, could have.
Would have, should have, could have.
As they say, the barn door's already open, and it's always good to have a good relationship with your insurance agent. One thing that I was amazed to find out is you guys also can provide auto loans.
We do. We have our own bank down in San Antonio, Texas. It's Colorado, or Farm Bureau Bank. We do auto loans. We do credit cards. Our rates are you know, very competitive.
Yeah.
And it's a benefit that we have for our membership with Colorado Farm Bureau.
So let me ask this. So if I purchased a car and then all of a sudden I'm going, oh, okay, I'm paying and I'm making this up. I'm paying, you know, 7% interest or whatever because I got suckered into something. Probably worth coming in and talking to you guys.
It is. Come in and let us run you a quote and see what the Farm Bureau Bank can do for you. We've saved money with lots of people, cutting, shaving off a year's worth of payments and mm-hmm. saving $50 to $60 a month.
So, wow. So yeah. Definitely is worth coming in and then just visiting with you.
Correct.
And, or you can also stop by your booth at the, there's a flyer in here, it's Home and Ranch, I keep thinking that, but at the La Plata County Fair, yeah, cover that up for me, Mark, La Plata County Fairgrounds, because you're there to answer questions.
We will be there.
Now, what's been the biggest change that you've seen in your years as an agent? Some of the things that are out there. I mean, we talk about the fires and floods. Those really impact the entire state, so to speak. But what are some other things that you've seen, both maybe positive and impacting to the consumer?
Yeah, let's see. Insurance really is, it's Mother Nature driven. Mm-hmm. When Mother Nature calls and we experience hail, claims got to be paid out. So there's really no control over it. And what we experience is the fire. And we've seen what it can do. We lost some homes in Colorado Springs, and all companies learn off of that, and they change their guidelines, which we have done. But we're still in the business to write as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then with the auto insurance, we're finding the rates are in general going up due to the cost of vehicles. These new vehicles coming off the lots, they're not built like they used to be, and it costs a lot more to repair.
Well, and my wife's car had a little fender bender, and it was an almost $2,000 bumper replacement, as well as some sensors and other things. It doesn't take long.
That's correct. And another thing with Farm Bureau, we insure within our state. So when you have those catastrophic events in, let's say, Oklahoma, Texas, the panhandle, you know, where the hail and tornadoes happen, it doesn't affect our rates here in Colorado. We hate to see it happen, but we pay claims just within our state. So when we get hail in the Denver area, does it affect us? It can.
Right. But, you have that relationship with your customers to sit down, do the full evaluation, talk to them about not only, you know, health, home, life, and I said health. You do health? Maybe not.
We do. We'll have to see what happens here.
Okay. Yeah, with everything going on.
With everything happening.
Okay, so I'm going to say the home and the auto and life and those different things, but then also, you know, okay, do you need liability? Do you need all these other things? And again, that's what the insurance agent, and I would tell anybody listening, whoever your agent is, sitting down and doing that and then coming over to see you right next to just north of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes, sir.
North of Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mark Craig, Farm Bureau Insurance, and do the cost comparison. And you're willing to do that. Just give quotes and say, here's what we can do. Here's how our rates look.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the industry going up and down, we always try to tell people, you know, with the Mark Craig Agency and Colorado Farm Bureau, we're only 3% shareholders of the market.
Yeah.
We're there to keep people happy and stick with the little mutual insurance company.
Yeah. Specifics.
When it comes to rates, because we're mainstream and we don't go up, we don't go down. We try to stay at a level playing field, if you will.
You bet. Do you have a website you want to throw out there?
We got cfbinsurance.com.
CFB Insurance for Colorado Farm Bureau Insurance.com.
Yes.
Mark, thanks for coming in.
And I thank you, Jack.
Well, thank you for thanking me. But also, I do truly appreciate your support for our upcoming management conference. Will you be there?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see you then, if not sooner.
All right.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.